This is the Rebel Room. Ray Brewer alongside Taylor Byrne talking UNLV athletics. Athletic director Jim Livengood retires, I guess is the correct word, Wednesday. And color me shocked, Taylor.
And yeah, retires is the official word. I think a lot of people speculating on to what degree he might have been forced out, pushed out, suggested to leave. I think there's it's just a weird situation. This is a guy who he's been the National Athletic Director of the Year twice, not at UNLV, but in previous stops, including Arizona. Comes in, he used to be the chair of the men's basketball selection committee for the tournament, and he's got a lot of clout. You would think if this guy's going to retire, and it's not a complete shock because he's 68, this has been kind of expected. He's not going to be here 5-10 more years, but if he was going to retire, it would be something much more official and more announced, more
festive.
Yeah, there you go. It would be with him and family there, everybody taking a turn at the lectern kind of thing. Instead, it's I broke this story early this morning around like 10:10. He spoke with media in his office. Everybody just crammed in there at 1 p.m. and it sure seems rushed. And so I understand the speculation on it. I don't think we're going to get, at least not anytime soon, any kind of inside info from the main parties, which would be Jim himself and his boss, President Neil Smatris, both of them saying that, this is the relationship is good between them both. Neil, in fact, told me in a phone call this afternoon that he's hoping, and they've discussed it, that Jim would do some consulting work with UNLV, at least through the end of the year. Wants his help in negotiating some of the upcoming things with the Mountain West, including the digital network that's coming down the line, and that they intend to keep working together. But what we see in public or in these circumstances, that may not be the actual relationship.
And I totally get it. This is commonplace, Taylor, in college athletics. Mm-hmm. High-ranking officials often don't see eye to eye, and sometimes it's better if you have different opinions.
And especially academics versus athletics, like that's something that is always going to come to a head at a lot of places. I was talking to you about it earlier. My mom works in a university athletics department, and there are plenty of people on the academic side who would like to just kill off the entire program.
Even after they advanced the Sweet 16 one year and were national darlings. And
exactly.
Great, yeah. Recognition to Northern Iowa.
Yeah, and that was huge for that program.
Free ad.
And the fact that you think that doesn't matter is insane to me. But I am also – I'm a sports writer who, follows athletics more. Like, I'm not – I'm a bit biased in it, but I believe that I can look at these things pretty objectively and see that athletics are a huge part of a lot of universities. Is the NCAA a perfect model? Absolutely not. Like, I cannot wait for this Ed O'Bannon lawsuit to come through and hopefully shake some things up. And we'll see, in 10 years, I think the landscape could look a lot different. But I think athletics are great for universities in certain circumstances. I don't want to see them go away. But, there's some people who not necessarily do as far as wanting to see them go away completely, but, want to work around them, essentially. And I'm not saying that's the exact scenario here, but I think there's probably components of that going on.
Yeah, and I think one hand kind of feeds the other, and the athletic department could be this great picture of the success of your school. But on the other hand, if a leg of it isn't successful, it could also ruin the reputation of a school. Football
is that a football?
Well, football
there?
Is the
it's the biggest moneymaker at most universities.
And not only that, people relate with it. If you got a good football team, they think you've got a good university.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we think basketball is great and it's awesome here, it's second fiddle to football. And football, but the thing I can't get, and I've lived here my whole life, football's never been good. It's never made money, and it really's never been a problem. And why all of a sudden now is it's like, we've got to win in football. We've got to change the climate. We've got to stop bleeding money. Well, we've always lost.
Yeah, and there has been four straight years of budget cuts to higher education. And that'll strain any relationship when you're talking about academics and athletics. The Arizona game, for those wondering, is supposed to still be moved to Glendale University of Phoenix Stadium. And actually, we were speculating on Tuesday's radio show about what that money might be. And if it comes through the way that Jim Livengood said it would today, it's much more than we were expecting.
We were a little off.
Well, I thought I was being realistic about it, but I also thought that with the money that we were thinking, which was maybe like $350,000, something like that, that I didn't entirely understand if it would be worth it. Today, Jim asked if it would be in the neighborhood of the $750,000 that the university got for traveling to West Virginia. He said, quote, it's way north of that. So if that's the case, I think that move absolutely makes sense and is a good one for long term for the university. It's not where you want to be at as far as having to move a home game, but it
short term
it helps.
It's not long term for me. It's short term. It gives you money immediately to help keep other departments or teams afloat.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that stood out to me, and I told you this offline, and you told me that it was a little bit for effect, but he said that money will help prevent more budget cuts and layoffs or more layoffs, and possibly eliminating the sport, which obviously isn't going to happen, or at least I think it's not going to happen.
I don't think that's coming down the line, but it's also, you know, we're talking about a program that is always talking about its budget issues, and it's not like they're just making it up. You know, they are having to shoestring some things together. I mean, the basketball program has won 51 games over the past 2 years with a combined staff that's making about $1 million.
And yet people complain because they can't get out of the first game of the tournament.
Well, I mean, but that's, you know, that's just being a fan. That's everything with that. I think if they could somehow get that model, you know, if you could get that, you know, success like that for that amount in football, and they'd be completely set. Of course, it's not realistic at all.
Just because in hoop you're only recruiting 12
it's
guys.
A lot smaller.
Yeah,
and there's the success to build on.
Yeah,
you know, and there isn't any on the gridiron. So they are completely different. I agree, but I'm just saying that's kind of the black mark on Jim's tenure here. He's been here 3.5 years. His end date is June 30th, and he within 2 weeks of taking the job in 2009 hired Bobby. Still believes in, but he's like you, as a quote today essentially saying, and your long-term line is, if Bobby can't do it, no one can. Jim seems to believe that also.
I know.
At least is saying
at
that.
At least somebody that's respected agrees with me. Usually I say things.
He's also entirely biased.
People shake their head and they look at me as they're crazy, like I'm crazy. I guess my question is, how much is Jim to blame for football? If he parts ways with Bobby after this past season, are all things good and is he still here?
See, that's what I can't believe that's the case. Like, I think it's more about, you know, the UNLV Now project and the MAC renovations, kind of some big money things where, you know, maybe he wasn't as involved in them as he would like to be, or certain people, you know, possibly the president or the vice president of business, you know, guys working on this. Just didn't like the relationship there. I think those are possibilities. We don't know. We can only speculate. But because of how strange this departure is, we know that it's not, you know, Jim didn't wake up on Monday and decide he's going to retire. I do not believe that.
Exactly. And I think another thing, because I've only been here at UNLV, I've lived here my whole life, but our president's this involved in athletics at other universities
sometimes, and it varies, but it's also, you know, when there's projects like this that are, you know, quote unquote game changers, I think they're more tuned in to everything about it, and so that's, you know, that's certainly part of it. The question for me is, you know, and I talked to Neil, he said three search firms had already reached out about looking. He doesn't plan to use any of them, which I think is good, because that's money that you can't be spending that money after getting after getting rid of Jim, which some people are speculating he has. I mean, there's a lot of ways that make it look like that. But Jim said he's not going to take a buyout. He was under contract through 2015, but June 30th, he's just done. He was making $350,000. I don't know who you're going to get of his pedigree for that much. But Neil said after he goes up to Carson City this week, next week he plans to put together a search committee, wants to have it figured out by June 30th or at least around then. I wouldn't be surprised if it drags a little more into the summer. But it's just, who do you bring in? Jim was a great fundraiser, had a lot of success with men's basketball and Olympic sports. He made 9 total hires while he was here. Most of them, at least in the early goings, have looked pretty good. How do you sell that? Like, I think you have to bring in a completely different type of person. Now, granted, everybody's saying the official word, like we said, is he retired. So if you just bring in a guy with the same kind of makeup as Jim, as far as being able to go in a room and charm everybody, then I guess that's fine as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, and I think for me, Taylor, 350 is pretty good rate for somebody of Jim's background.
Yeah, I think
28 straight years in athletic director, mostly in the Pac-12. Like you said, National Athletic Director of the Year. Been there, done that. Could get on the phone and talk to whomever he wants. Likely even turned down that Big East commissioner job, right?
Yeah, that was what was that, last summer?
That would have paid more.
Yeah, that was just like 2 months after he signed
in August,
or after the 3-year extension was approved.
So who do you get for that rate that could continue it on? And the thing, folks, do me a favor. Let's not bring up the same names. Jerry Kalowski is not going to be the next AD, nor is Steve Stallworth or Tina Kunzer Murphy, in my opinion. Great people at their jobs, iconic people in this community. Jerry's proven himself year in and year out with UNLV Athletics. Tina's awesome, and Steve has done his gig at the Orleans and the South Point. But they're great locally, and maybe that helps raise money locally. But you need somebody that could get on the horn like Jim can nationally and get things done.
Yeah.
And that's why this can't be a local hire. This can't be part of the good old boy network. They need to bring in a fresh set of eyes. And Jim was like, yeah, I got this list of things I didn't accomplish. It's in my desk drawer. Well, that person needs to get a hold of that list and start trying to check some of those off.
Yeah, and this is something that I'm going to have on LasVegasSun.com at 2 a.m. Just looking at, you know, what challenges the next AD will face. And I think, you know, the UNLV Now project is right up there, which is just, you know, an on-campus stadium, the mega event center, you know, whatever that ends up looking like. That has to be a priority. The football program, I think Bobby's days, if they already weren't numbered, are now, because he certainly doesn't have Jim in his corner.
Win a national championship or bust.
And I think the scenario could be if he somehow pulled a bowl game out of you-know-where, which I don't expect at all, I think he would get another year, and then if he won 3 games, then he'd be gone, because ADs always want their own coach, especially in football. But then you also got to continue the fundraising that that Jim was so good at. Is he going to be able to go to the same people that I saw at the Rebel Athletic Fund loyalty circle the other night on Monday? Those are some big time donors.
Were those donors loyal to Jim or to UNLV?
You know, that's part of it too. That's a big part of it. That's what the university is going to have to figure out. And it's not whatever you think of how this went down. I don't think anybody sees it as a good sign.
Yeah,
this is the second senior member of the athletics department to leave within the last 2 weeks. Jim, you know, official word is retiring. DJ Allen, who's the senior director of communications,
and Jim's boy,
and they were very, very close. The most optimistic person about UNLV athletics you'll ever come across. He's stepping down June 3rd. Gonna take some time off this summer and then go back to being kind of an entrepreneur in town, still involved with UNLV in some capacity, like Jim mm-hmm. likely will be for a while at least. But those aren't good signs when you're losing people.
Yeah, and let me piggyback off that as we close up here on the Rebel Room. Usually when you hire for a position anywhere in any industry, you want to bring in somebody better than the guy before you.
Mm-hmm.
When you recruit, your point guard graduates, you want to upgrade and bring in somebody better. With the money UNLV has to pay, there's no way they get somebody better than Jim Livengood. Thanks for listening.